Blog Talk Radio.
The Anthony Johnson Show starts now. Hello, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to this edition of the Anthony Johnson Show. We got a lot to talk about today. Donald Trump. He celebrates his 100th day in office, and as much as his supporters want to talk about he's accomplished all these imaginary things, he hasn't accomplished anything. I mean, bottom line is he hasn't accomplished anything. Well, you know what? If you want to call a laundry list of failures an accomplishment, there you go. There you go, Chief. Have at it. But as far as making America great, as he making America great again, as he stomped on, stomped on in his campaign, and got all these followers who believed in that foolishness, not so much. Not so much. There is no making America great again under his leadership. Donald Trump is, without a shadow of a doubt, a charlatan. He is the embodiment of a charlatan, a snake oil salesman. If you look in Webster's Dictionary and put in snake oil salesman or shady character, Donald Trump will probably appear on this on the page. He's done nothing. He has been a do nothing. And what made matters worse is that he surrounded himself with a bunch of do-nothings. He put people in prominent positions, not because they had any type of intellectual value, but because they were loyal to him. I think he's been watching too many of those Godfather movies. But even the Corleone family knew how to place people with intelligence in strategic places. Remember, Fredo did not have an important role in the Corleone family. They realized a long time ago, his father realized a long time ago, this is not the crispiest French fry in the bag. So we got to give him something where he should look busy and do nothing. Donald Trump did that. Confirmation after confirmation from Dr. Ben Carson to Rick Perry, absolute fools running this country and running it into the ground. And yet, this president, your president, not mine, is here in my great state of Pennsylvania touting nothing. Made up, fake, imaginary accomplishments. Donald Trump, 100 days as president has been a complete failure. The worst 100 days of any modern-day president. 80 promises he failed, 80 promises that he campaigned on and said he would do, he failed all 80 in 100 days. Even George Bush had his moments. Some of the worst presidents this country has produced had their moments. Donald Trump is not one of them. Now, some people have said, look, Anthony, I mean, he's so bad. He's so bad. He can only get better, right? I mean, you know the old saying, you go far enough, you fall far enough. The only other way is rising up. Not so much. I actually never believed in that. I believe that you can be so inept and you can fall so far, and that's pretty much it. You never rise again. You never rise. But this is what this president has done. He has us on the brink of war with not one, not two, but three countries, two of which are superpowers. The Russia, all the evidence is there. All the evidence is there. And yet he is still president of the United States. Can you imagine if that was President Hillary Clinton in office and all this stuff came out? Can you imagine if it was a Barack Obama and stuff like this came out? Donald Trump has assembled himself, he is surrounding himself with minions that are perplexingly sad, woefully inept, and the Pied Piper of foolishness happens to be the President of the United States. So as I said earlier, 80 promises that he campaigned on, 80 promises that he guaranteed he was going to get pushed through, he failed. Now, here on Anthony Johnson, the Anthony Johnson Show, we're not going to go through all we're not going to go through all 80 of them, but there were some that really stuck out that I would like to cover, talk a little bit about. Number one, Trump promised he would work with Congress to introduce for passage in his first 100 days the End Illegal Immigration Act, which funds construction of the wall. No such bill has been introduced. As a matter of fact, he's walked that back over the last 2 weeks altogether, let alone pass. And the prospects for including even a small percentage of funding to start the wall in fiscal year 2017 budget bill dimmed even further, as I said this week, when Trump said he would be willing to delay funding in order to keep the government open. Whew. That'd be the excuse. Well, I was ready to build that wall, ready to put it up tomorrow, but you know, we gotta keep the government open, so I'm willing to delay it. And not only has Mexico refused to pay for the wall, but this week its foreign minister also said Mexico would consider the construction of the wall a hostile act. So now you got Russia, China, North Korea, and now Mexico. If you notice, Mexico has been sort of that, you know, that with the, you know, the cat with the canary in its mouth. They haven't said too much. They, you know, they haven't said much. But now they realize that they're not dealing with someone of great intelligence. Hell, they realize they're not dealing with somebody with very little intelligence. So now they're coming out and saying, if you build the wall, which we don't see it happening, we sure as hell not paying for it. But if you somehow get the money to start building it, we're going to look at it as a hostile act against us. Number two, Trump promised he would work with Congress to introduce for passage in the first 100 days the repeal and replace of Obamacare Act. Despite running on repealing Obamacare for 4 straight elections, the Republican-led Congress has thus far failed to repeal the signature health care that is the law of the land. The White House signaled a late push to resuscitate the failed repeal effort in recent weeks, but no vote happened in the first 100 days of Trump's presidency. And Trump himself has admitted, assuming the law is repealed, that people shouldn't expect a replacement bill until 2018. This is not to say that Trump cannot threaten Obamacare without help from Congress with various departments, including Health and Human Services, which, as I said previously, his minions are there. Being directed to undermine the law in several ways, still, no bill passed in his first 100 days. And it gets worse. Trump promised he won't let countries steal our jobs anymore. That was the big one, particularly coal jobs. Dear West Virginia, let me be frank. Joe Manchin, your senator, has not been honest with you. This guy has been senator to the great state of West Virginia for what, almost 20 years now? He's been lying to you. Coal jobs aren't coming back. Donald Trump has lied to you. Coal jobs aren't coming back, no more than factory jobs. What is this, the 1950s? We're supposed to be moving forward, creating more coal jobs and creating more factory jobs is a step back. It's a leap back. It's a quantum leap back. Our education system has been failing, and we have not been able to keep up with the rest of the world. So you have politicians placating you, saying, oh, well, we're going to bring back factory jobs. You mean like you work on an assembly line and you put something in that, and then it goes down the lane and somebody else puts something in it and so forth and so forth and so forth? That's not coming back. As a matter of fact, you shouldn't want it to come back. Trump said, we'll put our people to work. We will not let other countries steal our jobs. It is not going to happen anymore. According to Think Progress analysts of Labor Department data, at least 11,934 American jobs have been lost or are in the process of being lost in the United States since Mr. Trump inauguration day. He's failing, ladies and gentlemen. Let's go on. Promised he would work with Congress to introduce a passage in the first 100 days, the American Energy and Infrastructure Act. I don't want to keep mimicking this guy trying to talk like him, but next, he said, next, I will work with Congress to introduce the following broader legislative measures and fight for their passage within the first 100 days of my administration. The American Energy and Infrastructure Act leverages public-private partnerships and private investment through tax incentives to spur $1 trillion in infrastructure investment over the next 10 years. Trump has yet to even unveil his long-promoted infrastructure plan, nor even endorse any legislation in Congress. Are you understanding it now, ladies and gentlemen? Do you see what I'm talking about the snake oil salesman? This is what he does. This is what they do. But they can't be successful if people are informed. And unfortunately, the people didn't want to be informed. I mean, let's be frank. They didn't want to be informed. Donald Trump has failed this country in such a short time that Darwin would be astounded. Let's go on. Donald Trump promised that in his first 100 days, he promised that he would work with Congress to introduce passage of the Restoring National Security Act. Donald Trump said, next, I will work with Congress to introduce the following broader legislative measures and fight for their passage within the first 100 days of my administration. Restoring national security, the National Security Act, which rebuilds our military by eliminating defense sequester, which has been very tough for our military at expanding military investment. This bill has not been introduced. And as these issues are largely budgetary, they would be addressed in spending bills. Congress has passed a one-week extension of the fiscal year 2017 budget, which included baseline levels of military spending. Trump promised he would work with Congress to introduce for passage in the first 100 days a bill to end the Offshoring Act. Next, I will work with Congress to introduce the following broader legislative measures and fight for their passage within the first 100 days of my administration. And the Offshoring Act established tariffs to discourage companies from laying off their workers in order to relocate in other countries and ship their products back to the United States tax-free. Now, anybody who knows Donald Trump, and he said this in Gettysburg, Pennsylvania, on October 22, 2016, anybody heard him say that about the Offshoring Act, which basically says companies are taking their monies and putting them in offshore accounts, and then when they don't no longer want to pay American workers, they lay them off, they move to a country where instead of paying an American worker $10, $15 an hour, they can pay that person 50 cents an hour. Now that right there should have been a red flag when this man was running. But leave it to the media, and again, leave it to the people to not hold him accountable and say, listen, there's a lot of foolish things you have said, Donald Trump, but I mean, even you don't believe that. I think if you if you go and get this speech, don't be surprised that while he's saying it, he's smirking. Because he benefits, his company has benefited mightily by doing the very thing that he says he wants to eliminate. You know, I was on a local radio station on Monday of this week, and what we were talking about, I was saying that, you know, one of the reasons why our government is failing us is because you have these politicians who keep getting elected over and over and over again, and they are either corrupt or they become apathetic to serving the people. And I was asked, well, what do you think should happen? I said, we have to get term limits. And as the radio show host said, Anthony, you know, that's not going to happen because it's like cutting off their face. They're there. So they're not going to sit out and start passing legislation to say, okay, I've been here for 20 years. I'm saying now we need to start having term limits. As a matter of fact, when we put the term limits in, this is going to actually be my last term. No, they're not going to do that. And my response to what, no, the individuals that are currently there, they won't. What you do is you find like-minded public servants who are running, who hold that true, that we need term limits across the board, congressional, senatorial, city council, dog catcher, doesn't matter. So the whole point of me saying that was is that these politicians that's in power now, they're not going to introduce no legislation saying we need to put in term limits, just like Donald Trump was not going to sign off to end the offshoring act, in which his companies has benefited mightily by doing it. And the bill has not yet been introduced, let alone passed. It won't. Next, Trump promised he would fight for the passage of tax cut in the first 100 days. Trump said he would work with Congress to introduce a series of legislative reforms and will fight for their passage in the first 100 days of, quote, my administration. This legislation quickly includes the Middle Class Tax Relief and Simplification Act. While Trump did release a one-page, whittled-down outline of a tax plan this week, it has not been introduced in legislative form in Congress, let alone voted or passed on. The Republicans have everything. They have Congress. They have the presidency. They have the Supreme Court. They have the majority of the governorships, and still, they can't move this country into the 21st century. Those who listen to the Anthony Johnson Show I'm always saying that we're still stuck in the latter part of the 20th century. We have not made it into the 21st century yet. I think President Obama was the last president that got us right on the cusp of coming into the 21st century. The rest of the world, they're looking at the 22nd century. We're still stuck at the latter part of the 20th century. So, again, tax breaks, tax relief for the middle class, which helps them, which stimulate their pocketbooks, which they go out and stimulate the economy by spending and doing things to get this country moving. It's not happening. It's not moving. It's not going to move. Tax breaks are only for the wealthy. We haven't learned that yet in this country. I mean, Reagan got the ball rolling, and it's been rolling ever since. It's not about the middle class. It's not about the working poor. It's not about the poor. Shame on every American who thought that Donald Trump was going to somehow get into office and look out for the little people, the people in this country that don't have a lot of money, who are living from paycheck to paycheck, who are struggling. Yeah, Donald Trump wasn't thinking about you and I. He never had, and he never will. That's why you have to sometimes question the psyche, the intelligence, the mental capacity of people going out and voting for this man. Now, I get it. I get it. Wealthy people went out and voted for him because they know he's going to bring them wealth. I've said this time and time again. How many more tax breaks do the wealthy want? I mean, they paid next to nothing in taxes. How much more money do you want? I mean, more tax cuts do you want? And I came up with it. I know what it wants. They want somebody, some legislative branch or a group of legislators to simply say, wealthy people no longer have to pay taxes at all. I mean, think of the NFL. NFL is something like a $9 to $15 billion a year entity. Juggernaut. They pay no taxes. GE makes something to the tune, a couple of years ago, made something in profit, like close to $45 billion. No, they pay no taxes. So the wealthy individual, wealthy families are saying, we want that. Let the poor people, let the middle class pay. We don't want to pay any taxes. I would have respect for you if you just simply come up as a president with Donald Trump and say, look, I want to just give tax cuts to the wealthy and, you know, the rest of y'all, you know, be gone. Go away. Instead of every time you do a tax cut, guess what? The wealthy have to play a role. Why don't we have a thing now where when you're doing tax cuts in this country, you simply say these tax cuts are for the middle class and they're for the poor? Because giving wealthy families and individuals tax cuts does not stimulate the economy. I've taught fourth graders who know that. I've taught fifth graders who know that. If you give me a couple of hours with kindergarten through second, I'll have them, kindergarten through third graders, I should say, they'll know it. Tax cuts for the wealthy does nothing for this country. And yet, the same people who are in office keep fighting for tax cuts. Hell, you even have, a couple of years ago, you know, and I mentioned this on one of the last broadcasts of the Anthony Johnson Show, I said there would be these millionaires, these multimillionaires, who actually got together, marched on Washington, and said, wait, raise our taxes, damn it. We don't need the tax breaks. Children don't need the tax break. Our children's children don't need tax breaks. Raise the taxes. And the legislators still were saying, no, we cannot do that. We cannot do that. We have to make sure that the wealthy continue to get their tax breaks. Even though wealthy people, some, not all, some have said, please, stop lowering our taxes. Stop giving us tax breaks. We don't need them. Because they were saying the same thing that the fourth graders, the fifth graders have been saying. Wealthy people to get tax breaks does not stimulate our economy. It is the middle class, working poor. When our pockets are a little bulkier, our bank accounts are a little fatter, we take that some of that money and we put it right into the economy and we stimulate growth. You don't even need an MBA for that. Heck, congratulations. I just gave you, you have to go, you know, full-time MBA student is roughly, what, 2 to 3 years? Go ahead and get your MBA now, because I did in a couple of minutes what it would cost you almost $100,000 at one of the good at a good quality MBA program that would take you 3 years. It doesn't. We've always known that. Trump promised he would work with Congress to introduce the passage in his first 100 days to middle class tax relief. He said, quote, next, I will work with Congress to introduce following broader legislative measures and fight for their passage within the first 100 days of my administration. Middle Class Tax Relief and Simplification Act, an economic plan designed to grow the economy by 4% per year and create at least 25 million new jobs through massive tax reduction and simplification in combination with in combination with trade reform, regulatory relief, and lifting the restrictions on American energy. The largest tax reductions are not for the middle class. The middle class with families of two children will get basically approximately a 35% tax cut. The current number of brackets will be reduced from 7 to 3, and tax forms will likely be greatly simplified. The business rate will be lowered from 35% to 15%, and the trillions of dollars of American corporate money overseas can now be brought back at a 10% rate. He said this in Gettysburg, Pennsylvania, on October 22, 2016. His Treasury Secretary, Steven Mnuchin, said on Thursday that there is no guarantee that middle-class families would not pay more under the proposal. See? The focus is on the corporate tax reform, and Trump himself would benefit from a proposal to change the way the corporations like the Trump Organization pay taxes. Wow, I just said that, right, ladies and gentlemen? This is exactly what I was talking about. Exactly what I was talking about. So it's never, they never fight for the people. And finally, Trump promised he would work with Congress to introduce for the passage in the first 100 days an Education Opportunity Act. He said, next, I will work with Congress to introduce the following broader legislative measures and fight for their passage within the first 100 days of my administration. The Education Opportunity Act redirects education dollars to give parents the right to send their kid, their children, to public, private, charter, magnet, religious, or home schools of their choice. Same speech in Gettysburg, Pennsylvania, on 22nd of October, 2016. A bill from Representative Andy Biggs from Arizona was introduced in March that attempts to achieve some of these goals, but the bill has no co-sponsors and was referred to committee, where it goes to die. Trump has made no public mention of it, nor offered his support. No other Trump-approved legislation has been introduced, let alone passed or signed. That, ladies and gentlemen, is the failure of one Donald Trump in his first 100 days as the President of the United States. I end this show tonight, the Anthony Johnson Show tonight, with this edition of We Can Be the Outcome. Michael Flynn isn't going to jail. He's somewhere laughing because he knows that most Americans are ill-informed and the rest simply don't care. In America, corruption, apathy, and treason have become synonymous with America's political system. I know the wheels of justice turn slow, but damn, I've seen snails move faster than this. Ask yourself, ladies and gentlemen, with all the mounting evidence proving that the imbecile in chief and his minions perform treasonable acts, then why are they still running America's government? You have a racist attorney general who told a bold-faced lie about his relationship with Russia, and he was not only confirmed, he has declared an open war on black people and people of color, and has even threatened to take federal dollars from sanctuary cities, my city of Philadelphia. No, ladies and gentlemen, Michael Flynn will never see the inside of a jail cell. That is, unless he becomes warden of one. Good night.